We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting at Tav Rama, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, continuing the Shaila. If you have something that Shaykh Bahagba, you're not allowed to do Mashiach. That's what the member said. Shaykh Bahagba, you cannot do Mashiach. Talk to more, Toshima. Hamoicha Peres Chavera. If someone sells Peres to his friend, this is our Mishnah actually. Someone sells Peres to his friend, Mashach Veloy Madad, if you did Mashiach, and you did not do Medida, the Loch is your Kaina. Now let's think about this. Well, payros, the Bnei Akba knew payros, obviously you could pick them up. V'ktani, d'kani b'mashicha. And it says, that you koino with mashicha. And the truth is, that the Rashbam says that even more, this the Mishnah has mashmayis that are talking mashicha. Why? Because the Mishnah is mechalik between payros and pishton. By payros it says, mashach v'limada d'koino. When it comes to pishton, it says, now, what does that mean? So, Gemara and the Havmin Nem Don, that all means Mashicha. So, by Peris, do regular Mashicha. By Pishton, it says you have to move it Mimakim Lamakim. What's the reason? Because Pishton usually is a little bit longer. So, we know that according to Shmuel, by Svina, you have to do Mashicha, you have to completely leave the Makim where it was. And therefore, it says the Mishnah like this. By Peres, you do Mashicha. You move the apple, it's automatically moved from place to place. Mashicha, when it comes to Pishton, you got to move it with Makim, Lemakim. So it sounds like even more Mashicha. Now, I have to call Rav and Shmuel, I have to move from place to place. Dr. Ashbam, that he, even Rav, who holds by Sino, does not have to move completely. Here, I'll agree, it has to move. Because the Rashbam says, by Mayim, where it's not a Makim Kavias Mamish in the water, so then, any way you move it is enough. Mashenkin, when it's on regular dry land, where there it's makom kviyah, so there you have to move it out of its place. So we're saying the pashup shot in the Mishnah would mean that Mashicha means by regular Paris. And that would be the difference between Pishton and Paris if you have to move them place to place. But the problem is, isn't Paris Shaykh Bahagba? So Charet Shver on that Mandiyombo who says that you can't do Mashicha on something that's Shaykh Bahagba. So my answer, my skin and Bashlifi Ravavi. If we have very big loads, so therefore, you are doing Mashicha, because it's very big. Right. Right, that's what it is. Shlifi Ravavi, as I say. No, you know, Mechuyev to take up 52, it's a big big tircha. This, you know, that's, I mean, this thing I'm buying as one, is Darkei B'Mashicha, not Bahagba. Not Bahagba. So, Frank de Marakasha, the Shverkai is like this, that Pishton also should be Shlifi Ravavi. So why can't you do a Mashicha? And the Shaila is, why does it say? So, Bishlam afim mi, that I say, Shifi Zutri, so you can chalak din Reisha and Seifa, in Mashicha calls you or not. But you're saying, so Mashlifi Ravavi, so there's no chalak din the Reisha and the Seifa. Just in the Reisha, Mashicha works because Ravi, Pishton, why do you need Agbar, Lachara? Lachara, what's the chalak? Once it's a big load already, so then, the Mashicha has to move in Makim L'Makim because it's so big. It's taking up a lot of space. Bishlam is my small Zutri, and Mashicha would work by small things. So, Echap, what's the Chilik and the Reish and the Sefer between Pishton and Peres? Because Pishton is longer, so you got to move it out of its place. But now they're saying, the Reish went Shlifi Ravavi, big loads. And the Mashicha obviously is moving in Makim L'Makim. You have to get it out of its place because it's very big. So then, what's the Sefer saying? Why is it changing the law? It's the same thing like the ratio. What's the difference? That's where it's kasha. So it must be, if it's saying a different law, it must be it means hagbah. And what, how do you know it means hagbah? Because the derech is hagbah. You move it from place to place. So it must mean hagbah. You don't make big loads of pishton. Why can't you do mashicha? Why do you have to do hagbah? So it's mashma now. Do you have to do hagbah by pishton? So why not? Like, why can't it be a case of mashicha there also? So after Gemara, Shani Pishton the Mishtamit. Pishton is not to win a big load. Why not? So the first shot is, because it's not the derech to make a big package of Pishton, because it falls out. If you make such a big package of Pishton, you can't carry it anymore. It's the type of thing that will fall out of its bundle, and therefore you don't make such big packages. That's one teretz. Another teretz Rebbe Yochanan says is, that you can't, Mashicha doesn't work by Pishton, because if you pull it, the whole thing will fall apart, and it won't stay intact. So two pshatim, why can't do mashicha? Then avada, the Mishnah means pishton is bahagba. So again, the Mishnah starts off mashicha works at peiris. It doesn't work by something that's bar agba. The Teretz says it wasn't bar agba. It was a very big package. What's the safest saying the deer you need agba? Because pishton is talking about shlifa zutri, small packages. Why can't you say big packages? The Teretz says because pishton either not the derech big packages or mashicha is not really practical there because it falls apart. Only if you know Ravashi, not a right. Toshima. Behema gasa, says the Mishnah, Mesechus Kedushin, behema gasa, nikas be mesira. A big behema, you use mesira to be kainit. Va'adaka, small behema, ba'agba, you pick it up. Dibra meya. Dibra meya, Rav Shimon Elazar. That's the halacha, that's the shita of Shimon and Rameya. Chamaimrim, behema daka be mashicha. You don't have to do agba, you do mashicha. Now, from the Chamaim is a kasha on those mandiyamrim. Behema daka, the barak bahi, you can pick it up. Viktani, the kind of mashicha, says you kind of with mashicha. So it's shver on Rava and Rav Kana that say they can't do mashicha on some chayach barak bahi. Here it says behema daka, you can do mashicha. And for the Gemara, Shani behema de sircha. Behema digs his legs into the ground, and therefore it's very hard to pick it up. So it's not derech barak bahi. That's one teretz. Behema daka digs his, and he doesn't want to be picked up. He digs his feet into the thing. Maybe it's not so heavy. That's a, you can do agba, but it's not practical. It's not the usual way of picking. You don't usually pick it up. Usually you transport it, you schlep it. Or sarka means it scratches. It scratches you when you pick it up. So either way, that's the answer. The avad there is not derech ba'agba, and that's why mashicha works. And that's what's coming out of the Maisa, that you only to use mashicha only if it's something that's not darkon lahagbia. So tomorrow, vayte. Nu gemara. Rav v'shmul d'armi tavayu, if I say to you, remember we said, till now, that medida is not ma'akev, you don't have to measure it. But the Gemara say, basically, there are cases where medida will be ma'akev. Rav v'shmul d'armi tavayu, kur v'shloishim v'nimay chalach. I'm selling you a kur for $30. So the halach is, since he specified dafka a kur, so he only wants to sell a kur. He doesn't want to sell more or less. So halach is, yachalach z'bay afilu b'sa'a achorena. When you're giving him, let's say putting it into his basket, one saw, another saw, another saw, until you get to 30 saw, which is in a core, I think it's 30 saw. So then, the halacha is that you are not kaina until you give him the last saw. Because I said core b'shloshim. But if you say core b'shloshim, saw b'sela, I'm selling you core for 30 sela. And how much come out? Sa'a b'sela. And in Meichelach, then Risha kaina. Then you kaina one sa'a at a time because I spoke out clearly sa'a b'sela, which is either a pirish or tefayis lashon acharon, depends how you learn the Gemara about Messiah. But he spoke out sa'a b'sela, and therefore you kaina each sa'a by itself. So that's his halacha. His halacha is b'chadish, that if I say kor b'shloishim, you can b'chadish until the last sa'a. When I say sa'a b'sela, Risha kaina. Toshima, bring a raya. We had this in that brisa with the four midos there. So it says in that brisa, if it belonged, the midah belonged to either one of them, either the lekech or the meichelach is risha kana. Each one that goes in, you kana. Va'af agav the loyna smala hamida. And even though it's mashma, even though it's not full yet, as it goes in, you kana. Aye, who said we're talking about korban shloshim? We assume that stam. So even in the case of korban shloshim, it's mashma yikaina one at a time. So it's a kasha on this member of Rav Shmuel. The Gemara answers no. The case was kagoyin the amalei. The case of the brice is a specific case. The amalei hin v'shteima. So I'm selling you 12 lug for 12 slotim. V'shteima is a slotim. Lug b'sela. I spoke at lug b'sela. So therefore, you're kind of every lug. How do you know where every lug is? You're pouring into one thing, so how do you know where every lug is? But lug was selling in Meichelach. K'dom Rav Kana, shnosos hoyu behin. Huh? There was one big container that holds 12 lugin, and I said, I'm selling you 12 lugin with 12 sela, a lug per sela. So here right now, you know why you're kind of research kind of means each lug you're kind of. Because I spoke out, lug basela. You're going to tell me, how do you know when it hits a lug? We're saying Rishu Kana doesn't mean less than a lug because then you didn't even get your lug. So how do you know? So Mara says, Rav Kana, Dom Rav Kana, Shnosos Hayubin, that in the hin, in the base of Mikdash, had, there was this thing that you measured a hin, had these lines to say, here's three lug, here's four lug, because the different Nesachim had different things. Hachinami, Shnosos Hayubin Midas. There were Shnosos in the Midas. Taras Chaim actually asks, that what's in a geya? Who cares? Like, well, why is in a geya tell us that shnosis or not? Oh, figure it out. What's in a geya to tell you? Well, you can't say teres without saying this. Teres chayim blayb shor takashi. He's not sure exactly why we have to say. What do you mean? By a midah? Right. That's basically teres chayim's kashi. Yeah, before. I guess the midah is easier to figure out how much it is. But what's in a geya? The Mar's teres is that he spoke out. What's ikker Mar's teres? Mar's teres is he spoke out ikker. You spoke out lug b'sela. That's Mar's teres. So you have to. What do you know? What's this again? Toshma, let's try to bring another right. Toshma, aseiches apoy last simur legayrin hayoyim for dinner, v'legayrin yafasela. So a case like this: in season, the workers charge $4 an hour. A sela is four dinner an hour. That's how much they charge. But right now, the going price is one dinner because now it's off season. No one gets hired now. This poyel, he needs money. He needs money for yontif. So he says, I'm willing, you can sign me up for the whole gairin, for 30 hours for the gairin. You give me today 30 dinner, give me a major discount, but you have to pay me today. So what's the halacha? Hatzvayal ribbis. Hasaychas apayal lasis imoy legairin hayayim b'dinner, and v'legairin yafasela, also l'haris menu. It's also to do this, you're not allowed to use them as a worker, because it's mechsi like ribbis. Because what's it like? I'm lending you 30 dinner, and you're giving me back 120 dinner by working for me at that time. So it's a shiloh of ribbis. So it's awesome. Ava, em sakru mahayoyim b'dinner l'yoyim. But if you start working today, today is, let's say, Pesach, and the season is in the summer. You start working today, and you work straight through the summer, and I'll pay you dinner hayoyim, then it's fine. Because since I start working for you, so then it's not mechzik ribbis anymore. Ava, em sakru mahayoyim b'dinner l'yoyim, l'garin yafasela mutter, it's mutter. And that's the halacha. Now, why is it takamutta if you started working for him? So it's a big machlokes rishonim. The Rashbam has his pshat. The Rebbe Gash has another pshat. The pasha pshat is because I already was kind of your work ready from today. Now you are hired to me already. So therefore, I can look at it that you're working for me. We'll explain it in a second. When we get to the Maratarat, we'll explain it better. First Mara is a kasha, stam on the Balabatash over here. And it's a kasha on the Gemara before. Here we're assuming we're talking about a case, even though he said clearly, I'm paying you one dinner every day. If I speak at one dinner every day, what did you say before? It's like 30 different sales. So here also, it's called Risha Risha Kana. Hachinami Kama Kama Mifsak. So pasak va'asa lohanis menah dinner liyim v'legarin yafasela mutar amai v'agunatali l'cher over here. If every day is a separate sale, and we halacha is that asar lohanis menu when it's dinner liyim and legarin yafasela. So here, why is it mutar v'agunatali here? Here it's agunata because you look at every day separately, and now I'm signing you up for the future. For one dinner a day, even though it's worth a selah, and if it's worth a selah later on, you're only taking that you're only giving that discount because I'm paying you now. So it's a shiloh ribbis. So that's the Gemara shiloh. Amar Rava. Oh, Rava says back. You know, it's not really ribbis this. But tizbara zelzuzay b'schiras miyaser. It's not really ribbis. Why not? Because I'm giving you. I'm going to work for you for cheaper. For example, if I'm selling you something, and I tell you, you know, if you pay me now. You know, I don't say anything else. I just say, here, you pay me now? I'm giving you a discount. I'm selling you a car, a $20,000 car, $5,000. I just say, here, you want to buy it now? $5,000. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give you a discount. So here, by the schiras, I'm being higher now for the... This is how Rebbe Gash explains it. I'm being higher now for 1,000 days. So right now, I give you a discount. I'm giving you now for 1,000 days. I'm giving you a better price. You're hiring me from today. You're paying me from today. So it's like you bought me from today. So what's the problem? So it really is no problem with ribbis. And so Maishah Reisha Maishah Seifa. It's only allowed to mechsi. Reisha the loy ka'aveh b'hadeh mehashtay. Not working from today. Mechsi ka'agunotaleh. It looks like ribbis. Seifa the ka'aveh b'hadeh. Start working mehashtay. Mechsi ka'agunotaleh. Doesn't look like ribbis. Only looks like ribbis. And since it only looks like ribbis, so you can't tell me alumdis that because I said dinner loyoyim, it's like a new hiring tomorrow. Because it's not really a new hiring tomorrow. I hired you today. And it's only a mechzi. And once you start working, so I don't care about your lashon, it still does not look like ribbis. So the bottom line is like this, that we don't care if he said dinal yoimir, because even though by food it's considered a new kinyan, but over here, even if it's considered a new kinyan, it's not a problem because it doesn't look like ribis since they started working. And in Hilchos Ribis, what this is the gay is like this. Let's say you want to rent the house. Now, rent is due after every month. That's what it is. But the owner tells you, if you pay me before the year, it's $1,000 a month, let's say. So it's $12,000 for the year. That's what you pay me per month. If you pay me beginning of the year, it's $10,000. Is that ribis or not? Now, locha, that's not ribis. Why not? Because I'm moving in today, and I'm renting it from today. I'm locking in the rent, but I'm locking in my purchase of the house for 12 months. My purchase of the rent. Therefore, it's not ribis. Just like over here, when I hire you, it's not ribis. What's the shayla of ribis? This shayla of ribis that comes in the Geya is by any early bird special. So by early bird special is a problem of ribis. Why is it a problem of ribis? Because if you pay me now, then I'll give you a better price. But you didn't start working yet. That's why by a camp, or early bird special pasture is a problem by a camp. Because if this camp started today, and I said if you pay me today, you get a better price, then it's fine. Because camp started today, and you're ready to start working. But if camp is in 6 months, and I'm telling you today, it's early bird special, they didn't start working yet, so there, it's a problem ribis, either Mexican ribis, or even maybe a real problem ribis, because there, you could still be chayzer maybe. So therefore, it's not considered you bought your right in camp yet, you don't really own anything yet, and therefore, it's not like we hire a worker, he has to work for you now, or buy a house where you own the rent. Here, you don't own anything by a camp, therefore by a camp, an early bird special is a problem. That's what it comes from here. This shiloh comes from here. The only other side that there will be a heter is if the camp says they don't need the money, they'll put it into escrow. Then it's fine. But if they need the money, there is a problem of early bird special, and this is the sugya of early bird special. And Yatsushem, we'll continue next year from those two dots. Maybe we'll chazar over, we'll see.